And greetings, everyone. This is Peter Salemi of the British Israel Church of God, and welcome to a new audio series that we are starting called Christian Meditation. Christian meditation is something I believe that we have lost sight of in the Christian world. We are not as spiritual as we should be, and this is where meditation really comes into play. Now, I think meditation is something that Christians have shied away from due to the fact that, and let me just quote here from the Open Bible by Colin Smith. He says, "Since the concept of meditation has been appropriated by other religions, we have lost an important and meaningful way of interacting with Scripture." The Bible mentions 23 occurrences of some translation of meditate. 19 of them appear in the Psalms, and of the 23, 20 refer specifically to meditating on the Lord in some way. We are told to meditate on His actions, laws, or testimonies, all of which are found within His Word. Now, even in the early writings of the Church of God in this modern day, they spoke about meditation, and there are a few articles that I will put up on the website as soon as I can. But in this one article in the Good News Magazine, December 1976, here it speaks about meditation, and it speaks about how many in the Western world are turning to Eastern religions, and the reason why they're turning to these Eastern religions, because they feel that Christianity is not spiritual enough. And it says here that these Eastern religions succeed where contemporary Christianity so often fails. It fills a spiritual void in people's lives, as innumerable commentators have observed. Western man lives in physical abundance, but spiritual poverty. People are searching for meaning and values on which to build their lives. Many realize that man does not live by bread alone. He needs purposes and goals that transcend the day-to-day needs of a physical existence. But they have rejected standard brand Christianity because of real and imagined failures. And this is why many have turned to Eastern religions and meditation, because they feel that Christianity has not fulfilled them spiritually, and they're turning to other religions. And the main reason why many Christian denominations avoid meditation is they feel that those are other religions that do these sort of things, and it's not in the Christian religion, and it's simply not true. Meditation is in the Bible, and we should practice Christian meditation, and it is absolutely vital to our spiritual growth. You know, God told Joshua in Joshua 1 verse 8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." God told Joshua to meditate on the law of God, and the Apostle Paul said in Romans the 7th chapter, verse 14, that the law is spiritual, that is written on our hearts by the Holy Spirit of God. Of course, that's part of the new covenant, that God says that He will write His laws on the fleshly tables of our heart. It is spiritual, it is within us, and is part of our spiritual growth. And this is, of course, where meditation steps in and is part of our spiritual growth. It's a spiritual component for us to develop that divine nature, the character of Almighty God that is in us. We Christians who have the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us, as it says in Romans the 8th chapter, verse 16, that His Spirit bears witness with our spirit, and we are the children of God, that the Holy Spirit dwells in us, 1 John the 3rd chapter, verse 24, and chapter 4, verse 13. That He dwells in us and we in Him by His Holy Spirit. So Almighty God is dwelling in us by His Spirit. And in Galatians 2:20 it says that Christ lives in us. This is vital, vital to our spiritual growth. And the Bible even says that the Holy Spirit should not be quenched. That meditating on God's Word feeds the Holy Spirit in us, and we grow in grace and knowledge. We grow spiritually. When we are baptized and we receive the Holy Spirit, the Bible commands us to grow spiritually, that we are to grow in grace and knowledge. to not just exist when we are converted. Many people do this. They just continue to just exist and not grow spiritually. And when we look at the parable of the talents, the one that did not multiply the gift that God gave him, well, then what he had was even taken away and given to the one that multiplied the most. We are to grow spiritually. The Apostle Peter spoke about this spiritual growth. He says here in 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 4, "But let it be the hidden man of the heart." That's the begotten child of God, as I just quoted Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 16. His spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We are begotten of Almighty God. Just like a woman who is begotten with child, and during that 9 months, the child grows in her womb till eventually it is born. We are spiritually begotten, and we are to grow in grace and knowledge till eventually we are born into the very kingdom of Almighty God. Born again, as Jesus says in John, the 3rd chapter. So here it says, let it be the hidden man of the heart. And then he says in 2 Peter, the 1st chapter, verse 4, that we must be partakers of the divine nature, the nature of Almighty God, growing in the knowledge of His law, that His law should be part of our nature, and we grow to be like Christ and like God the Father, as Jesus Christ says, "Be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect." And perfection is keeping the law of Almighty God. Then in 2 Peter 3:18, he says, "But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." So we are to grow spiritually, and meditation is a part of that spiritual growth. Now, I just want to go through with you what meditation, biblical meditation, is not. It is not like the Eastern religions of sitting there and emptying your mind. Instead, biblical meditation is filling your mind with God's word and with His spirit. It's not mindless repeating of a single word or a phrase to gain some sort of altered state, some altered state of consciousness. That is not what biblical meditation is. It's not about burning candles or sitting calmly on a rug or listening to sonorous music, like sitting there going, nothing like that. And there's no practicing of any type of yoga as well. So this is not what biblical meditation is. Instead, biblical meditation means that your mind is focused on God and His Word. That's what meditation means. It means to think upon, to focus, to reflect, to contemplate. Not only is biblical meditation about focusing on God through contemplation on His Word, it's also about quieting your hearts with Scripture and have a deeper intimacy with Jesus Christ, as it says here in Psalms, the 4th chapter. As it says here in Psalms, the 4th chapter, verse 4, "Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still." Of course, here he's speaking of meditation, as it says here, that he is upon his bed and he is still. And then it says here in verse 1 of Psalm 5, "Give ear unto my words, O Lord, consider my meditation." Here in another psalm, he says here in Psalm 63:6, "When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on you in the night watches." So he meditated on his bed, he focused on God, he focused on his law, and had an intimate relationship with the Lord Jehovah, which is, of course, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So biblical meditation is a reflection, a focus, thinking about God, and not just simple thoughts, but deep thoughts, dwelling on the Word of God and really absorbing into your mind the words of Almighty God and develop that spiritual nature of Christ living in us. As the C.S. Lewis Institute says, in the Old Testament, two Hebrew words are translated meditate. One suggests a low-pitched muttering sound. The other means to be taken up or absorbed with something, that we are to absorb the nature, the attitude of Jesus Christ, absorb the words of Almighty God, and drink in the words of Almighty God, and feed the power that is in us, which is, of course, the Holy Spirit of God, and tap into that power, that we may vibrate with that power of the Holy Spirit the way Jesus vibrated in that power that you read of in Luke, the 8th chapter, verse 46, and that he had the Holy Spirit without measure, John 3, verse 34. So Jesus was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, vibrated, that he was such a light, a shining light And of course, he is called the light of the world. He was such a shining light that his very presence actually healed people. Now, how did the biblical patriarchs meditate? Well, King David, it says that King David, when he meditated, he sat. And you can read this in 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter, verse 18, that he sat before the Lord. Now, this word sat does not just mean sitting there. But when you look at the pulpit commentary, it says here, he sat upon the ground as was the Oriental custom, with his feet doubled under him and his head bent forward, and in this posture meditated upon Jehovah's message and then poured out his thoughts, as it expressly said that he sat before Jehovah. The place must have been the outer court of the tabernacle. So he sat before the Lord. He meditated on the words that the prophet gave him. He sat there, meditated, and then it says, as it says in Psalm 63:5, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. So he meditated on the words of the Lord, and then he gave praise to God and thanked God for all the blessings that he gave him. In the Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown commentary, it says here, sitting was anciently an attitude for worship. As to the particular attitude David sat, most probably upon his heels, it is the posture of deepest respect before a superior in the East. Persons of highest dignity sit thus when they do sit in the presence of kings. So when we go to meditate before the King, Jesus Christ, we sit in deepest respect before our superior, which is, of course, God the Father and Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So this is why we sit the way David did, in deep respect and attitude of worship before the Lord. And we also stretch out our hands, as David did here in Psalm 119:48. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. So he lifted up his hands. He sat, lifted up his hands towards God, and of course began to meditate, began to focus, have deep thoughts, absorb the words of Almighty God, communed in his heart. He was still upon his bed, communed within himself, and contemplated, reflected on God and his word. Now, you don't have to do this in your bed. You can also do this in a natural setting as well. Isaac did this. You can read this in Genesis, the 24th chapter, verse 63. So if you wish to meditate in a natural setting, outside somewhere, in the woods, whatever, however you feel comfortable, you can do that as well. Now, when we sit in meditation, of course, we also close our eyes, because it's about focus. And we focus in on the mind's eye, which is, of course, in the middle of the forehead, the mind's eye. And in these series of audio tracks that are coming up, we will close our eyes and fill our minds with each command, each commandment in the law of God, and contemplate on each commandment and dwell on what each commandment actually means, and absorb those words into our minds, into our total being, and imbibe the nature, the attitude of Jesus Christ. Jesus said that the words of God should abide in us and be part of our inner being, our nature, our attitude. Again, the law is spiritual, written on our hearts by the Holy Spirit of God. And that Holy Spirit dwells in us. And it is the power of God. And we are to, when we meditate, tap into that power that he has given us in our hearts, so we can be filled with that power and energize our entire being and vibrate at a high energy. So we are lights of this world, shining bright, as Jesus Christ spoke of John the Baptist in John the 5th chapter, verse 35, of shining bright and being a light in this world and an example to the nations. So I hope you enjoy these series of audio meditations. I hope this enhances your spiritual life as it has mine. Now, don't forget, there's our new webpage on Christian Mind Power. All these audio tracks will be on, and there are many other things that will help you in your spiritual growth on that webpage. And all these links are all there to help you in your spiritual growth. I hope you enjoy this audio series on Christian Meditation.